I signed down to this.
Call the House Healthcare Committee to order for this February 9th, is that right today? Something like that, for this February 9th. And make a couple of announcements. Soon as I get everything together. And maybe you have a big one here. All right, first of all, I'm going to announce we're going to carry over. We're going to carry over 4018 to Monday. Folks involved, did you have a testimony to add?
Did I have testimony to add on 48?
To add to the. The advance records, Bill?
Yes.
You have it available?
I'll have it brought down to put in.
Okay. I'm going to open public hearing on House of Bill 4135 simply for the purpose of putting some testimony into the record that Representative Vile will make available.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'll have that brought down and given to the clerk immediately. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 4135 and carry that over to Monday as well. We're going to. Things are a little confusing today. I want to make sure we get all the accounting right, because if we lose something, we lose it for good. I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 4020.
Okay.
Mr. Minister, what do we got?
Mr. Chair, Vice Chairs, members of the committee, we have House Bill 4020, which was introduced as a committee bill last month. There's a dash two. It's on OLIS. It defines provisions for licensing extended state centers by the Oregon Health Authority. We've got testimony. It's on OLIS, and we're, I think, waiting for an amendment, but Representative Nose.
I'm moved down here, Mr. Chair.
Okay,
you ready?
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, colleagues. Chair Greenlink, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rob Nose. I'm the state representative for House District 42, which includes Inner Southeast and a little sliver of Northeast Portland. And I'm here today on behalf of Committee Bill 4020, a topic that I've been working on since my first term here in the legislature in 2015. It's a fairly simple bill, and when the dash three finally gets posted, it'll be a lot easier to understand. House Bill 4020 will allow for a patient to have a longer recovery and extended stay in an ambulatory surgical center for those ambulatory surgical centers that would like to offer this option to their patients. I became interested in this issue when I learned that more and more types of surgeries could be done in these settings with good outcomes and less cost to patients. It's taken this long to work this out because of concerns that hospitals and ambulatory surgical centers have had about patient safety, patient access and choice, and the continued viability of hospitals and places where surgical centers might seek to offer extended stay options. First and foremost, House Bill 4020, when the dash three gets posted, will define an extended stay center, an ESC, and its scope of practice and where they can operate. And when I say where they can operate, the bill puts some prohibitions on an ability to operate in communities with smaller populations. And our goal here was to avoid a situation where an extended stay center in a rural hospital that operated in a community with a very small population would not be competing for the same patients and create potential harm, financial harm, to a rural hospital. Under the current statute, ambulatory surgical centers may only have a surgical patient on their premises for up to 24 hours. If a longer stay or recovery is needed for the surgery, it should be done at a hospital or the patient should be transferred. Under House Bill 4020, an ambulatory surgical center that operates an extended stay center will be permitted to have a patient recover on their premises up to 48 hours. The bill also requires an extended stay center to have an arrangement, an agreement with a hospital for transfers, giving a patient enough time to recover, but also guaranteeing their access to services in the event that there are complications or the patient's recovery takes longer than expected. A surgical center that desires to set up an extended stay center will be limited to 5 operating rooms for this purpose, each with a limit of 2 beds for a total of 10. The bill also introduces strict licensure rules for ESCs. We want to make sure that these facilities meet patient safety standards, proper screening criteria, guaranteeing a consistent level of care, protect both the patients and the extended stay center. So this is a bill, Mr. Chair, that I have worked on with multiple legislators and several stakeholders in the healthcare world over the last 3 sessions. And I believe both entities, the hospitals and the extended stay centers, the ambulatory surgical centers, have representatives here today that are going to speak to that. I believe we have a good bill that has gone through rigorous vetting and will improve access to care for Oregonians. And for all those reasons, I believe it should pass. When it comes time to move the Dash 3, that's what we'll need to do, as the base bill is basically a placeholder. And probably if anybody has questions, you should ask the next 2 panelists that come up. But I can try.
Representative Nose, I want to commend you on your patience on this process. I think it's safe to say we have agreement from all parties at this point that I want her testimony about.
Thank you, Chair Greenlee. I want to thank Representative Bueller, too, because he got hazed a few times trying to work on this as well in his first term.
I just want to make a comment. Rob, I appreciate the incredible effort you've put into this complex issue, and you've showed dogged determination to get it right, and I greatly appreciate it.
You call the next witness?
We have Doug Riggs and Andy Easton.
So we'll take those when we get them.
We have to carry this over.
We do. We don't have a dash.
Sean Downs is the last one. In charge.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. My name is Doug Riggs. I'm here on behalf of OASCA. I have a few slides just to kind of give you a quick overview and set the stage for Andy, who will take it away on the amendments. We are here today at the very beginning of the end for this bill. This is the third session that we've had this bill, but hopefully the beginning of a long legislative journey.